Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise, podcast number 29 on December 31st, the very last day of 2012. I know that I told you guys I'd be back with my regular voice this week, but apparently it was not to be. This cold has hung on a bit, so you get another podcast from gravelly-voiced Ruby, and you're just going to have to deal. Okay, first I'm going to read you some great letters from the Not Yet Pegged group. This site was helpful. I'm pretty sure my wife would love nothing more than sliding a nice thick strap-on up my beautiful ass. She loves for me to stroke and lick her sweet spot. She already has fingered me there many times and watched as I took a vibrator in my ass. I have yet to pop the question to her about pegging. I'm going to go for it. Thanks. Yay. Please let us know how it goes. And by the way, I love how you referred to your own ass as beautiful, sir. That's lovely. So please do let us know how it goes. How deep, how fast, how big, how all of it, okay? Goodness, I'm in a mood tonight, rather shameless. I had a very nice date earlier with a tall, handsome man, so perhaps that's why I'm in a mood. A good mood. Okay, here's another letter from the Not Yet Been Pegged group of a slightly different type. Thank you for your link to your site. While I was very aware of pegging, I didn't know there was an actual name for it. I do now. While I have received a butt plug or two from various partners over the course of years, I was recently visiting a female friend who wanted to play and wanted to peg me. It is so nice to have a reasonable name for this. However, the size of her dildo was, well, way beyond what I could take. I noticed on your profile picture the dildo that you have, nice color, and it looks to be significantly smaller than what she had. My question is, where can I purchase a reasonably, for me, sized dildo? I have looked through the stockroom, and I couldn't find what I felt was right. While I am very much looking forward to being pegged, I'm not in a big hurry, as I don't travel down to my friend's place very often. Thank you for any help you can provide. Okay, the dildos I have in my photos, and I'm going to put links to both of those, they're two different ones. The purplish-blue one is from Vixen Creations, and it's called the Mistress. I love that name. Its measurements are 6 1/4 by 1 1/4 in diameter, and that's actually a perfect size for most beginners. The white kind of sparkly one is also from Vixen Creations, and it's called the Leo. That is significantly larger, but at 7 inches, and it's 1 5/8 in diameter. That size, I would say, is more for the advanced, and both of them come with a model with a vibe option to insert a vibe in the hole of the dildo at the base. I do have to comment on your not being in a big hurry. Goodness, do you realize how many men would not only love to be in your position, but would be traveling down to your friend's place, like, immediately? Like, driving in the middle of the night kind of immediately? You're a lucky guy, and I'm sure you know it. Women who are down for pegging are nice to find, and they're fairly rare to find. Less rare, as time goes on, if I have anything to say about it, as I write, teach, and podcast, and preach my pro-pegging message to the world. Okay, here's another not yet been pegged letter. I've enjoyed your blog for the past few months and thought it was time to jump in and share. I'm a middle-aged guy at 49 and have been incredibly fortunate to find the love of my life. While late in life and after divorce for both of us, this connection is the strongest I've felt in life and since my first love at 17. She is an amazing woman in every regard, and I love her completely. We've been together for some time, and she has explored me at my request, in that I want to give my total trust to her and experience all we can together. She took to the idea with gusto, and with love and appreciation that this is something that only we two have shared. She wants to move from finger stimulation to fully penetrating me with a strap-on tomorrow night. I am extremely excited, a bit afraid, as I have never had a similar experience, but excited. The trust that I give in my vulnerability, openness, and total and complete sharing of my body is something that I want to give to her alone. I hope and believe that the physical experience will be as fulfilling as the emotional giving. Your site is a wonderful resource, and I appreciate your venue. After all that I have experienced, There is little virginity that I can offer this sweet woman. Thank you for helping me find this. I'll let you know how it goes. I'm a little concerned, but very committed, hopeful, and turned on. Love your work. Letters like this that are just before the first experience, they just drip with anticipation. I can hear how much this guy wants this. And that the love of his life is completely down with the idea, and that they obviously share so much intimacy. In my mind, this is like the perfect formula for a wonderful experience with pegging. Not that the first time always goes perfectly, because many times it doesn't. But with a foundation like this, it'll eventually go perfectly at some point, and I would guess that all the practicing will be nothing but pleasure. Thank you for the fun letter, sir. That was really wonderful to receive, and do let us know how it goes. Okay, now we're moving to the presently pegging group. There is some kind of weird connection here to, like, Christmas Story and past, present, and future ghosts of Christmas. I'm too tired to sort of make that connection, but you can play around with it in your own mind if you like. We've done the not yet pegging. Now we are going to go to the presently pegging. Merry Christmas. I am looking for some comparative information and your opinions and suggestions on double dildos for use in a harness for male penetration. Specifically, comparisons between the Happy Valley Tango, Cher, Tantus Slim Fieldo, Vixen Nexus. My husband and I have been using a harness in a medium silk for the last 3 years. We are looking for something that is slightly larger, but not too much, and longer. Also, that will provide me with more sensation. One last question. Is the Happy Valley Tango fully compatible with Aslan 2-strap harness? We appreciate your assistance. First of all, the Tango is definitely compatible with an Aslan 2-strap harness. No problem there at all. Every 2-strap harness they have, I'm pretty sure, will cover it, as long as the hole goes all the way through. I've written a lot about the doubles, and I wrote a pretty extensive article with pictures and measurements that I'll put a link to, and I've also done a pretty thorough podcast on the doubles. I'm going to post the links for both of those. The blog article has the measurements, so you can see which one fits the measurements you're looking for. And you mentioned you've got a medium silk. Those are made by Tantus, and you've been using that for 3 years. You know, I want to talk a little bit about that, because the Tantus medium silk, check these measurements, people, 5 1/4 inches long and 1 inch in diameter. That is a pretty small dildo. And the reason I mention this is because it just goes to show you that some guys are perfectly happy with a smaller size dildo. I'm saying this because I ran into a thread on Reddit where a newbie put up a post and was asking about equipment, and he expressed hesitation to buy an expensive dildo if he was just going to want something larger pretty soon after that. He was automatically assuming he would be moving up to something larger. And one of the people that commented basically advised him to buy one of the biggest ones and work up to it, and I really would have to disagree with that. See, the thing is that not every man wants something larger. Some men love girth, some men love length, some men love both, and some men don't care about either, and they care more about the angle and the firmness of the dildo so it hits the right spot inside them. So when people ask about their first toy, I kind of go medium. I recommend, first of all, I recommend at least 6 inches in length, because in certain positions it's difficult to thrust vigorously without it falling out if the dildo is any shorter. And this difficulty specifically can be exacerbated if either partner, or especially both, are bigger people. And yet, here you have a couple that has been using a 1-inch diameter, 5 1/4 inch long dildo happily for 3 years. And you know, when I thought about this, I thought about posting this link. This is a link a friend of mine sent me, and it's a link to an amateur video on X-Hamster, and it shows a woman pegging a man with a very small toy. So, and he has a hands-free orgasm, totally. It's not in English, it's Japanese, but you don't really need to know what they're saying. It appears that the one woman is teaching the other two how to peg this guy and to make him come. And apparently there's parts 2 and 3 as well. So you have to see it. But the point being, it's not always about the size of the toy. You can make a guy come with a little tiny one if you hit the right spot. Okay, I'm going to fast forward through the basics of doubles again, because so many people are asking me about doubles lately. I'm not sure why, but I'm happy to go through it again. So, okay, off the top of my head, first of all, this is a very subjective decision, because different women like different things. So, and different men like different things. So let me see if I can give you enough information to help you decide which is best for you. The Fieldos, first of all, are going to be much firmer than the silk that you've been using. And the Fieldos are the most firm of all the doubles. Some men and women like that firmness, some don't. Fieldos are occasionally criticized for having too acute of an angle. That's better for lesbian strap-on sex than pegging. Picture this. If you've got a somewhat acute angle and say you want to do your guy in doggy style, if you don't have flexibility with that dildo, then it's going to be hard to angle it down to the front of his body where his belly is to go in the direction where you're going to hit that prostate. And that is one of the issues with the Fieldo, is that it is not, I think that's why it gets criticized occasionally for this, is because it's not real flexible. So you don't really have any range. So you are limited if you really want to get that prostate stimulation to certain positions and not others. I think this is why it gets criticized about that occasionally. So if you look at the photos in my article, that the angle of the Fieldo is much more acute than the Cher. And the Cher is like 90 degrees, and the Fieldo is a whole lot less. And although it appears that the Tango has pretty much the same angle as the Fieldo, the Tango is more flexible. So the Tango will have more of a range of use. The Cher is going to be the most flexible of all, and instead of a slick silicone finish, it has a matte finish. Some men love that increased sensation of the matte finish, or even if they don't feel like an increased sensation, they don't mind it at all. And others say it can be really irritating, and it requires a lot more lube, or the margin of error, like when you get to the point where you need more lube, comes like immediately. You don't ease into it. You go from that feels good to stop and put more on. You can remedy that by using a condom over it, is what I hear. The Tango is between those two, between the Cher and the Fieldo in terms of firmness. The Tango only comes in one size, and it automatically comes with a vibe option. The Cher comes in three sizes with no clitoral vibes in case that's something that you want to try. The Fieldo comes in two sizes, and they do have vibe options as well. Some people say that the Fieldo vibes are awesome, they love them, and others complain they're badly placed and too weak. For any double with a vibe, you can replace the weak bullet vibe it comes with a Wee Vibe Salsa, probably the most powerful bullet out there. And there's a couple of other versions of it that are similar that Wee Vibe makes with different names. It has a bunch of different vibrational patterns and intensities. There's no batteries. It's completely rechargeable. It plugs in to the wall. If she wants clitoral stimulation with a vibe, you can also use the Cher with a Wee Vibe 3. Wee Vibe 3 is a U-shaped thing that kind of grips the woman from G-spot to clitoris. And one couple I know swears by this combination with the Cher and the Wee Vibe 3. Haven't tried it out, don't know, it's just what I hear. Okay, so moving right along, the Nexus is a completely different animal. It's fairly soft silicone, it's flexible, but it's designed to fill her up with another dildo. That dildo will not actually be fucking her or moving around a lot, it will just be inside her. So there's two sizes of Nexus, but there's no vibe option. And here's the difference, mainly. Whereas the other doubles are designed to put pressure on the G-spot, the Nexus is not. So although she's going to get that same tactile feedback of a double, and what I mean by that is if there's a part inside me, I can feel when I penetrate the guy. I can feel when it comes out and it's not in him anymore. And sometimes I can even feel if it's right before he comes and his prostate's really hard and I'm rubbing over it. The tactile feedback is awesome, and it really connects you more to the experience as a woman. And that's the magic of doubles. So she's going to get the tactile feedback of it, but she's not going to get the G-spot stimulation. I have a harness that isn't made anymore, and it holds two flared-based dildos base-to-base, so it pretty much mimics the same shape as a Nexus. And I've used a dildo on the side that goes inside me that has a vibe in the base of it, but the vibrations were never really strong enough to get me off because I'm a Hitachi kind of gal. I require really strong clitoral stimulation. But see, women are also individual, that it really depends on what she wants as well. So the only one of these I own is the Tango, and it's the newest on the scene. I bought it because it was touted as taking the best parts of all of them and combining them in one toy. The clitoral vibe is placed very well, in my opinion. The vibrations are strong when I replaced it with the Wii Vibe Salsa. They're as strong as you can get with a bullet. And I think that's enough information. I think that's a good fast forward on doubles. Listen to the other podcast. Read the article. Think about the toys you have now, what you like the best, what gets her off, whether it's clit, G-spot, or both, what size you want, and have fun shopping. Okay, another letter from the Presently Pegging group. My girlfriend and I use a Jacques harness, which is awesome, and a couple of different Fieldos and Tantus dildos. I'm looking to try something to either add to her harness or a new harness that will give her the penetration stimulation she gets from the Fieldos. Fieldo is nice and works great. We both come from it. Then there's something sexy about your girl getting multiple orgasms from pegging you. But the Tantus dildo that makes me come really hard does not have anything for her. It's the Tantus O2 Atom. She doesn't mind, but I was wondering if you had heard or seen a product like I'm discussing. Okay, initially I was a little bit confused about this, but I get what you're looking for, because you sent me a photo of a harness you're interested in. And what I realize you're asking about is how you can use that Tantus O2 Atom, because that's the one that totally gets you off, and find a way to give her the stimulation that will get her off too. The photo that you send me has a harness that has a regular flare-based dildo with an O-ring with a solid back to it, which of course would not accommodate a double like the Fieldo, but would definitely hold your Tantus Atom, which by the way is a really nice choice. The Tantus O2 Atom is... O2 is one of the two materials that companies make dildos out of that is supposed to be more skin-like and realistic. They have a softer outer core and a more solid inner core. And they're really, really nice. The other company is Vixen Creations, and it makes Vixskin, Tantus O2. Those are the only two really good skin-like materials that they make dildos out of. So very nice choice, by the way. But I think, getting back to the harness, what attracted you to this was that this harness has a wider strap that goes between her legs and actually holds two dildos. And I'm assuming they're interchangeable, and you can put whatever size you want on them. I don't know if they're attached by pegs or by O-rings, because it doesn't really show. O-rings might be a little unwieldy in terms of width if it's a strap that goes between her legs, so I'm suspecting they're attached by pegs, but one in the position for her vagina and the other for her anus. So she would basically be filled up even in both places if you want, while you get pegged with your favorite dildo. So I think this is why you're thinking this is a good deal. But check this out. As with the previous discussion, don't assume that a dildo just sitting in her vagina and or her anus will get her off like the Fieldo, because the Fieldo puts pressure on her G-spot, and the dildos in this harness will absolutely not. I don't know how critical that is in her arousal and her ability to orgasm, but you need to consider that. And one of the other things that you can do is, instead of purchasing that harness, and I'm not even really sure who makes it, I'm going to direct you to a small leather accessory that will turn your current Jacques harness into a harness that can be used in this manner. And it can be used for a dildo to fill her vagina or her anus, and I think even both, but I can't swear to that. These are very small leather pieces that fit on the two straps, and you'll see what I mean when you click into my website. I'm going to leave a link. The two companies that make these that I know of are Aslan Leather, and they make one called the Double Up Cuff. The other one is a Babes and Horny, and this is a UK-based company. They make a similar item called the Me Too. Now, the link for that article about both of those are on my blog, and there's a really cool GIF that shows exactly how the Aslan Leather one works. This would be a much cheaper way to test out your idea instead of buying an entirely new harness. And I'm not, you know, since I don't know anything about that harness, I'm suspecting it's made of potentially substandard materials. So do the leather accessory thing and see what you think about that. And here's an added advantage as well. with this little leather accessory that will turn your two-strap harness to something that you can put a butt plug in her or a dildo in her vagina. You can choose, or a dildo in her anus, you can choose dildos that have vibe options in the base, and that can be one more added element of stimulation in case that's something that totally gets her off. And with all that, and with her filled up and vibing away, if you like, you could still get your ass filled with Adam. That sounded so bisexual, didn't it? That was very funny. Okay, moving right along. This is a new part of my podcast that I'm going to do every week. I call this Pegging Celebrations. These are letters from people that they send in telling me about their successes. That's what this section is all about, this new part of my podcast. When I get these letters, I feel like getting up and doing a happy dance. And so instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a little celebratory piece of music. And you can picture me getting up and doing a little sexy happy dance. And then I'm going to read you the story. So here we go. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. Here's the letter. Hi, have to thank you for publishing this info and discussion. I've wanted to experience pegging for a long time, but never had the nerve to ask my spouse to do it. Believe it or not, I purchased a harness 15 years ago, about the time I bought my partner a deluxe vibrator from Good Vibrations. Although the vibrator is a regular player in our lovemaking, I never had the nerve to ask because of an assortment of concerns which you covered very well. All bullshit, it seems. So last night, after bolstering from your sight, and after giving her a squirming, gasping orgasm, I asked. She said no problem. I was shocked at the absence of a reaction. Well, we did it. I have to admit, it was so good. I got off in a short while. It feels so good. But here's the kicker. She was turned on by it. And afterwards, she went on to have another squirming, gasping orgasm. Now, this unfulfilled desire is part of our lovemaking, with no stigma at all. She doesn't think I'm gay or anything. Thanks so much for the support you provide. This is so nice to be ending the year with this success story. So, wow, for 15 years. First, I have to mention that you say you bought a deluxe vibrator from Good Vibrations 15 years ago, and from the way you describe it, it sounds like it's still a regular part of your lovemaking. That is a testament to a good toy there. 15 years is a really long time, so if that's the reality of the situation, good toy, good company, too. Wow. And then back to the 15 years. What an amazing length of time to have that strap on and not feel courageous enough to ask your partner to use it with you. I mean, I can relate. I waited 3 decades before I let out my kinks and began to explore them and pursue them. But I didn't have the toys sitting in the closet. I am really happy for you that you found your courage. And I'm really happy and honored that whatever words you found on my website that were just the right ones that helped you get to that moment where you just asked her. I'm really happy that happened, and it just gets me teary-eyed just thinking about it. I mean, okay, as one of my readers said, you may be pleasantly surprised by how receptive people can be during post-coital pillow talk. So apparently you chose exactly the right time and you went for it. And you probably went for it with your heart in your mouth. But she didn't even hesitate. She said yes, she loved it and you loved it. And now it's a part of your regular lovemaking. Yes, that's what pegging is, after all. It's one luscious choice in your sexual treasure chest of lovemaking activities and choices. That's what it is. And I'm so, so happy for you guys. And by the way, I'm more than happy to read success stories here on the podcast. That's what this section is for. That's what the little happy dance and the music is for. So anybody who wants to send them in, whether it is a highly descriptive erotic story, and I have one of those for you too next week, or just a simple, yes, we did it, and it was awesome, please feel free to send in your success stories. Because the more we share our stories, the more people who are sitting on the fence between pegging and not, and they haven't got their courage up, the more people that will decide it's worth the risk to explore it and to ask and to go there. The more people that will potentially embrace their desires and explore them. And that's always a wonderful, wonderful thing in this sadly sex-negative society that represses sexuality so much. Certainly don't hear a lot of that in this podcast, but it's a reality of many places where we live, so I hope I provide a little bit of a breath of fresh air in that area because, you know, sex is just sex, people, and you like what you like, and it's all okay. Alrighty, I am done for 2012. I hope you've enjoyed this one. I have. Even though I've kind of croaked my way through it. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_Ryder. I have a Facebook profile and a page, and I would really very much appreciate it if you go to my page and give me a thumbs up. You can subscribe to my blog, and my podcast is available on iTunes as well as on my blog, which is where you will find the link-o-rama. Got a lot of links from the podcast today. Those obviously don't appear on iTunes, but click into my blog and you'll find them all there. Please send your questions and stories, and by all means, send your success stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. It's been a really, really wonderful year. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a very happy new year, safe one, and of course, happy pegging.